Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, they have hitters in volleyball. You know that.
Well, I'm going to ask, speaking about volleyball, I'm going to see if Keno can, if he knows what a, if he knows what a cannonball and a jackknife are. You know, this,
from Brazil, Keno Gondera is with us. 9-1 start for the second time under Keno. First time since 2017. Keno, welcome to the show. Congrats on the start.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Keno, growing up, Joe has a thing here. I don't know. Did you, at the pool, did you know what a cannonball is when you jump into the pool and do a cannonball? Do you know what that is?
Absolutely, yeah.
See, there you go.
See, good. You saved Joe. I think he texted you. Were you good at him or not good at him?
I'm still working on it. You know, I have a 10-year-old, so every so often I have to work on it.
Okay, good. Glad to hear it.
All right, Keno. 9-1 start. What's behind the great start? Why have you been able to get off to such a good start, and how proud are you of your team?
Yeah, I'm super proud of this group. I think it's kind of the return on a lot of work. You know, last year was a difficult year for everybody. We had some challenges the year before, and all of a sudden we have some young players with experience, and some of them were exactly what we wanted, so we've learned from them, and we're kind of putting it together to a degree.
Coach, how do you make sure – the topic of the day has been intensity. How do you make sure that your players maintain intensity through practice and carry it into the game and then make sure during the match that they maintain it the entire time?
Man, if there's any magic in coaching, I think that's it. And I don't know. I'm working on that every day. There's some things that work a little better, but you know, as time goes on, we like to remember our days, and maybe we were a little better than we were then. But I think it's has a lot to do with the investment of the athlete, but the involvement in the process. You know, like, is this something that they're doing for the coach, or is this something that they see the benefit for themselves and they choose to make that decision and do it right? You know, you know, maybe the second one is a little bit more, give them a little bit more of a return on satisfaction.
You do play defense in volleyball, and your defense is very good, isn't it?
Yeah, we've made some progress there. It's been really fun, you know, definitely.
Coach, how has volleyball in the Olympics helped the sport in college? Is it just piqued the interest more when you see, whether it's the beach volleyball, however it's involved, just the overall exposure of the game? Has it helped the college game?
Yeah, I think obviously we see a lot more volleyball in the Olympic Games on TV, and I think there's more on the internet. I think you know, there's a lot better volleyball in more universities. It's a growing sport at every level, and so young girls growing up, more likely they have college or you know, a university or a high school that has good volleyball, and they have good role models, and there's club volleyball everywhere in the U.S., and if I'm not mistaken, there's more girls playing volleyball than soccer nowadays, and or it's really close, and we're catching up to that, to soccer, and so it's been interesting to see not only the amount of girls playing, but the level, the talent level, and the physicality of these athletes coming down the pipeline. There's everybody has some really good athletes, and you see it every weekend as, you know, quote unquote upsets. But there, I just think the parity is there, and the coaching is there, and all of a sudden there's better volleyball all over in the U.S.
Ken, what is your recruiting footprint? Has the club level volleyball in South Florida improved?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, it's gotten a lot better, more competitive. There's still some pockets that are a little stronger, but you know, it's like I said, it's spreading everywhere, and it gets to the challenge for us. I think is it's just not having neighboring states, so we draw from within, and it's a little bit more difficult. You know, a lot of other states they have people in neighboring cities, they drive over and they join. I think people down here in Miami are very limited as far as the number of players they have, and as you get north, there's a little bit more of a pool of kids that you know, play together. So,
how about
it is getting better, and we're enjoying that for sure.
How about internationally? Do you take the recruiting internationally? How do you get the leads on the players from not in our area, so to speak?
Yeah, good question. So it's always been available. Like you know, obviously with the internet, there's a lot of people. Maybe I would say that there's a lot of former collegiate athletes that are going back home, and they appreciate their experience, and somehow they're involved in some kind of consulting or recruiting service that exposes the kids to coaches and the coaches to the kids. And so the biggest change, I think, has been with the recent recruiting rules, where it slowed down the recruiting quite a bit. All of a sudden, you get an email or a video of a prospect, and you still have scholarships available. Maybe 3-4 years ago, by the time you got these videos, you already had your scholarships committed, or you kind of were narrowing down your options. So the international kids are very much in the game when it comes to recruiting with the new rules. And obviously the other factor is the transfer portal. You know, all of a sudden you have different ways to fill voids or supplement your team or continue to develop your team. So it's been international has been a great lifeline for us throughout the years, and we keep looking. We find kids that are, you know, not only skilled, but they're very committed. They're willing to give up a lot to make this work, and they make a lot of sacrifices, and they're very invested. So we really like that about them.
You have a big weekend coming up, conference play. Going to open up Louisville Friday at Louisville, and then on to Notre Dame on Sunday.
Yeah, why not, right? You know, Louisville is home. They just beat Kentucky, beat Nebraska. Nebraska, they're playing really well. They're ranked, I think, 5 in the country, and they've been a good team for a while, and now they're obviously putting it together and getting the recognition. But, you know, as we know, any given night, right, why not us? And we are, I think, as ready as we have been. We played 3 good teams this last weekend. We dropped one to a good UCF team. We bounced back, play well. FGCU is a very challenging team. They defend well. They play fast. So they're not Louisville, but they gave us a chance to work on some stuff. And so far, we've had a good week of practice. And, you know, we just want to go and play to our level, to our standard, and do it in that environment against a good team. And that will be that's the challenge, you know. Can we do what we do well in that night and make them be themselves or be good enough?
You have several players that are showing up in ACC standing: Savannah Vack, Priscilla Hernandez, Angela Grieve, just a couple of players that are doing some really nice things for you.
Yeah, you know, Priscilla and Savannah are our core leaders. You know, Angie is a very experienced sophomore, plays with a lot of grit. Does a lot of things for us. Janice Liao is in the blocking category. Kennedy Prince was in their hitting percentage. So we've had kids kind of doing their job real well for long enough where they're hanging in there. And definitely for us to be good in the conference at the end, we need a lot of people up at the top, and not only as a team but individually in the conference leaders for sure.
Keno always has a smile on his face every time I see him.
Well, you know, I see him in there practicing in the gym. You're right. He's happy to be there.
I love coaching. I love coaching at UM. My players always give me a hard time because most of my coaching pictures, I'm intense. My veins are popping. My eyes are coming out of my empty sockets. And I just love the competition. I maybe a little bit more stressed now trying to get them prepared for it than I did when I played. But it's just a blessing to have the opportunity to do something like this with this group. I'm excited to see what comes up next, and we're just going to be taking 1 week at a time, as you know, and we're excited for this weekend.
All right, Keno, thanks for being with us. We really appreciate it. The best of luck against Louisville and Notre Dame.
Thank you so much. Good luck. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. All right, there we go. Keno Gondera, University of Miami women's volleyball coach. He's done a great job with that program.
Oh, yeah. And he
really
know,
nice job.
He
I mean,
loves it.
You know, the ACC, when you get to these Olympic sports, they're really good. The Dukes and the Virginias and the Carolinas, they are getting a lot of the elite athletes in that Northeast corridor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some of these sports are, they're affluent sports, right? You know, they're club sports. And the Carolinas and Duke and Virginia and Notre Dame, they get great players in volleyball and women's soccer and so forth. And he is really competitive.
Oh, he is. I'm glad to hear. I was shocked, actually, to hear that the volleyball numbers are superseding women's soccer.
Yeah.
That's
a big deal.
For down here, especially, that's a big deal. Okay, I didn't realize, it makes common sense, right, that was the sport that they were battling for players.
I would think so, yeah. Yeah. You know? So, at any rate, they're off to a really good start.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.